Blog Talk Radio.
Those are those wonderful mission bells down in San Juan Capistrano. They ring them if somebody gets married, and they ring them on other types of occasions. This is Reverend Marcy Ann. I want to welcome you to God's Word for today. And our message today is from the Holy Spirit. Jesus called him the Spirit of his Father. And he said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I only say what I hear the Father say, and I only do what I see the Father do. So he had his time in the morning when he connected to the Spirit within him, which the Bible says is the same Spirit that raised him from the dead, and that that Spirit also quickens our mortal body, which is the whole reason why I'm doing these words from God every day, because I can do it, you can do it, and I want to encourage you, continue to encourage you to be able to begin to get your very own personal word from God every day. All right, the one today is, as each day stretches out before you, you can see many choice points along the way and the myriad of possibilities that these choices present is exciting. You have the sovereign say-so over everything in your life. Nothing you see now or have already experienced is set in stone. Life consists of tiny vestibules of God's energy waiting to be created or recreated moment by moment. So draw your mind now back to the beginning of this day where I stand beside you, lovingly preparing you for what is ahead. Actually, he is within us. You must make your choices one at a time, since each is contingent upon the decision that precedes it. To make a decision, focus on your loving presence that is within you. My loving presence, which is within you. I'm going to start again. To make a decision, focus on my loving presence within you, and I will equip you as you go so you can handle whatever comes your way and make decisions that advance you towards your heart desires, your hopes, and your dreams. And I have many things already all set up, waiting to bring across your path. Isn't that exciting? I've experienced some of these setups, and it's kind of like, you know, there's just all of a sudden it's plopped down there in front of you. And it's like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. I want you to begin to have them all the time. And then in Lamentations, that's a Bible book that hardly anybody knows what it says or even where it is in the Bible. But in Lamentations 3, it says, it's God's compassions fail not. They are new every morning. The Lord is my portion, therefore I will hope in him. It is good for a man to both hope and wait quietly then, for he shall see the salvation of the Lord. I've had many, 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 many experiences like that in my life. And that's why I'm doing this show, because I want your life to open up now into the fullness of what is possible We don't live in any limitations. The God within us has all power, has no limitations. Nothing is impossible for him. So let's get on with it. Let's rise up and walk in the sovereignty, the power that God spoke about today. We are in charge of our life. And we have a constant companion to help us make all the right decisions so that our life is just full of blessings. Gonna go out on the bells.